Blog Talk Radio. could change the world overnight, there'd be no such thing as goodbye.
That much time left. I give you my all, and all you give me is your wife to kiss. What I'ma do with it, I think it's best if I move to the left. Cause I know that somebody waiting on all this love I gotta give. I'm wondering when you're gonna love. Oh, Lord. been different lately. Ain't been calling me baby. So that nigga that you're sneaking with, let him know you ain't shit before he gets too deep in it. Baby, do me a favor. Either love me now, cause it ain't no later. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Like who the fuck raised you, girl? You acting like this shit don't faze you, girl. Just don't forget that I made you, girl. Don't forget that I made you, girl. When you gon' love me, I'm tired of waiting patiently, baby. When you gon'
Good evening. Welcome to the Love Zone. My name is Miss VIP, and I am joined by my diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm
I can.
I'm good, actually. Okay, I'm good, actually. You know what? That last song, favorite part in that song, he says, searching for your heart, but it's been off the radar. That right there is deep.
Damn.
Yes.
Yes.
I think I'm going to put that in one of my pieces. Searching for your heart, but it's off the radar. Damn.
How
you
doing, Diva? Look, I'm doing. I'm going to tell you right now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? Diva, I got mine on. You got yours on. I shouldn't even have.
Oh, you know I always got mine on. I wanna give a shout. I wanna say something real quick. As far as Raw Links go, there is a new line out, and I'm going to call it the Halloween Spooky Raw Links line. It's got skulls and swirls and all kinds of different spooky colors. So y'all get a hold of it. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to post a few of them online, but y'all get one over there to Raw Links. You can find them on Facebook. And the same person that is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Dr. Larry Maddox, is also the CEO of Raw Links.
Yeah, when we thank him for the plug
there, real quick. I was threatened if I didn't.
Right, and we thank him for this platform. So without him, there's no us, no Epiphany. So anyway, Diva, let's start the show. So tonight's topic, y'all have to excuse me because I kind of left off part B on the question, but, okay, in a potential relationship, why is their interest expressed? Then he, okay, or she keeps in touch by texting, sending links of love songs from YouTube and thinking that's okay. Now, my part B is once you express a tiny little bit of interest, then you're benched. So that's not okay. So, Diva, what say you?
Me? I've had it happen to me several times. Not by one guy, but a couple of men that I, you know, it's not easy for me to open up. okay, on that personal level. But when, if you do get me to warm up to you and I start showing interest, that means I really am interested in continuing what could be a potential relationship. Then there's a thing where I call it getting ghosted. What is the deal with that? What are you running from? What are you afraid of? You only leave me to make assumptions. And my assumptions are one or two things. You either have someone, okay, or you have so much going on in your life, in your world, that you just can't find a place to fit me in it. And I leave it at that. Okay? And
right,
I give you a chance.
Right.
I give you another chance to talk to me, as I say, man up. And if you can't talk to me afterwards and you play this game with me, I'm not a team player. I don't play well like that. So I'm going to just be like, you know what? Leave it as it is. That's it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey,
yeah.
I can take it.
What about you?
You know what? I ran through this recently, sort of. You know, at first I expressed interest. It was totally platonic. And then he's like, okay. And then all of a sudden I get these morning greetings and texts and links and these gifts, thinking, well, oh, all right, well, I ain't talking to him anyway. And one day, he calls me. And I'm thinking, what? So at least he picked up the phone one or two times. but mostly it was a texting thing. And I was like, excuse me, I don't roll like that. You have to talk to me. So you're either going to send yourself that stuff or you're going to talk to me, either which one. So you were right, Diva, because I think this one had a lot on his plate, and there was just no room at the end for me. So you know what I did? I just put myself right on there. And
that's
that
it.
Was easy for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I
absolutely
can't play that game. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not, because I am dead serious. I don't chase. I'm not a police officer, and I'm not an ambulance. I attract.
Right.
You don't come to me. If you're not aligned with my frequency, then you won't come to me, plain and simple. I'm open.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely
right.
open to a new relationship, but I'm not chasing
mm-hmm.
after your ass. I just don't do
That's
that.
That's right. And, you know, and to a point, I mean, and I think, you know, look, I've seen a couple of women do it too, because they just, I think they
mm-hmm.
were unhappy where they were and just wanted to venture out other places, and that stuff did not work. They didn't get the guy, because
mm-hmm.
they were like, well,
right.
no, you can't come to me, talk to me, whatever, well, how's this going to work? I don't do that. So, but anyway,
yeah.
Diva, what I'd like
yeah.
to know is, do you have a piece? I know you do.
I have a piece, and
mm-hmm.
I'm really feeling some kind of way because I have, you know, I'm mad at myself because I'm a little bit more organized when it comes down to my pieces. And, you know, I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
I write in books. I don't depend on this
mm-hmm.
Technology and storing my information or my important documents.
Mm-hmm.
So I write in my books. I have countless notebooks. I do not
mm-hmm.
know what I did with my piece.
Oh my goodness.
So I have to pull out something old. It's not that old, but it's an old piece.
That's all right.
And yeah, I got
Never You're Ready. The mic is yours, my dear.
Thank you. This is called No Direction for Careless Whispers. I would smile for you. But my heart is broken, and my tears make my hands too slippery to gather and hold together. I can still breathe for now, but I can't see where to go or who to reach for. Because when you used to tell me that nothing felt more like home than my heart, I was safe. Till you just tossed me to the wolves and vacated it. I have no guidance. You once asked me, how do you go back to being strangers with one who's seen your soul? So I didn't have an answer back then. But now I know that it isn't possible. And what I need to know is, how do you find your smile after the one who just makes you smile for no reason when you look at them, took all your tender kisses and turned them into careless whispers? Now I can't breathe because I'm drowning in tears that I have no choice but to tend to. You once gave my mere existence such life. Everything was clear. Now my own heart doesn't even recognize me. So every day I'll cry until I don't want to cry anymore. I will smile for you, but my heart is broken, and that's that piece.
Ooh. Girl, you had me hanging on a string now.
Oh.
I was like, wait. I know Kim trying to tug my heartstring tonight. Oh, man.
A little bit. You know, my pieces, they come from deep inside, you know, from
absolutely
certain experiences.
I love the theme. Yeah.
Thank you.
Loved
thank
it.
You. Now, you, Diva, you ain't getting away with it, because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure of what? Is it delicious? Look, you know that's my motto. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is untitled because I've just finished it. Here it goes. You just want to stay relevant in my life now that I'm mentally detached from you. All the texting, gifts, love songs from YouTube. You left me high and dry, benching me, no text, nothing for a month or two. Then you show up in my inbox like a bad penny. Who's playing who? See, I really cared, and you couldn't pick up the phone to have a decent conversation. Perhaps the fact is you really have someone else and can't get from under. But I'm not a mind reader. Either text alone or talk to me. I no longer think of you that way anyway, so let me be. You made yourself a stepping stone for the new man in my life who didn't make me an option and truly loves me and left at peace.
Whoa, you made yourself a stepping stone for the new man in my life? Yo! It is what it is. All right. That's pretty deep line right there. I like that.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank
sometimes
you.
They hit you there, honey. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That was pretty
That's
deep.
That's how they
deep.
Do. You
I
know,
like
they
that.
Bench you. Yeah, they bench
uh-huh.
you. They bench me, and then they bench you and all that madness, and then, you know, and then you're, like, getting used to them being away, and then all of a sudden they pop up like a bad penny. Here we go.
I want to know something. I got a question
mm-hmm.
for you before we start opening these mics.
Mm-hmm.
The first time that it happens to you with that individual, do you give a second chance
mm-hmm.
or do you even open the door for and to give that, allow them space to explain what happened? Or are you just cut them off at the knees?
You know what? Honestly, I gave him a chance. I gave him another chance. And, you know, when they disappoint you, that's what, you know, I just, let's just put it this way. I had to go to get needles in my back. And
mm-hmm.
I was hoping that I would get the phone call for them to talk me through it. And they never called. And when I'm deeply disappointed like that, I just walk away because they
okay.
had just doing all that kind of, you know, stuff. But when you really disappoint me, that just goes to show you really don't care. So after that, I hear nothing from like 2 months. And then here you come, hey, like nothing ever happened. I'm like, mm-mm. And, you know,
okay.
like I gave you another shot this time. And then you did it again. So, nope. And then once I walked away, 4 months later, baby, please. I'm like, oh, no. After that, that was it. And that was about, what, 2017 somewhere? So.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Yeah. I recently had to do a cutoff because, you know what, and I'm not going to take up too much time. The bad thing about cutting people off, it's not the actual cutoff. It's the realization that you have to let go. That's
yeah.
the hard part. Coming to terms with
mm-hmm.
it, you know. And I mean, it's like, why do you play this game? And then you come back. My issue is not even
mm-hmm.
coming back. It's the denial. It was on their part. You left, not me. You left me sitting right here on the bench. Quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't do it. You
not
did. And right. I gave you another
exactly.
chance to explain why. And I also made it clear, this back and forth game, playing this runner chaser thing is not, it's not for me. We're too old for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you did it again. Talk a rap. I
mm-hmm.
see. Clearly.
Yeah.
You only meant to
mm-hmm.
show me one little particular thing, and that's that.
And you know what's going to happen. He's going to come back. I'm so sorry. When you've already mentally detached. And once, you know, we as women detach, I'm trying to go back to that. No way.
Yeah, you're
there's
right.
something better
yeah, absolutely
ahead.
Right.
And that's what I like. There's something better ahead. Don't go back.
Find
know?
Something. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The universe is always – let me help y'all understand something. We have many, 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 many soulmates because we live many, many lifetimes. The universe, God, spirit, whatever you want to call them, okay, knows you, and they will continue to send you someone until you make the choice of which one is right for you. And that's just the way it goes, okay? So don't think you just stuck because you felt something for this one particular person, okay? And then you finally learned how to pull away from them, and you feel like, well, damn, was that the end? Were they the end-all, be-all? No, they're not the end-all, be-all, okay?
Wow.
The universe will always send someone. It will always take care of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm not even going to get into my spiritual thing. Y'all know how I am. My peace, love, and all that good stuff, okay? Love and light. I'm not going to get into it because
right,
it will
right,
take
right.
up the whole time of the show. But y'all understand,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send it back to you, Diva.
Ready, Diva. All right, I'm ready. We are ready to open up the mics. And this is a South Carolina joint.
Oh, that's what we're calling them now, at South Carolina. Okay.
Oh, he knows we love him. I just don't have a name.
He
right
knows
now.
It. I know he has that
so
title.
Hey, 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 this is VIP and La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, poetic, what's going on?
I mean, I'm a South Carolina John. Now, she don't know what she would have called me, do she?
I don't know what y'all. Come on, now.
She don't know what she want to call me.
Well, now.
Just tell her, don't call you late.
Right. There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Goodness. Hey, good.
All right.
So, go ahead.
So, yeah. Tell me. Make sure I got the topic right. I only saw one part of the topic. So, let me hear the topic again.
Wow, I'm gonna try to do this the best I can.
Okay.
This first part of the topic is when there is interest shown in a potential relationship. And it's expressed. Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to read this right. This is her topic, Wayne. I'm going to put it the way I can say it.
Okay.
When you show interest in someone and you're trying to get their attention and you finally get their attention, they show a genuine interest in you. But then you kind of like pull back and start sending these texts instead of a conversation over the phone or nowadays via video chat, or as you start sending me songs from YouTube or some kind of other music video link or something, why do you do that? Now, the other part, okay, you answer that while I find the other part.
All right, so generally someone will do that if throughout the communication process they realize that there's something not there that they once thought was there or thought could be. However, mm-hmm. they still enjoy the idea of y'all's interaction. You know, it could be distance. It could be something that you said that irritated them, but they didn't know how to communicate it for, mm-hmm. you know, it could be a number of reasons. Do I agree with those? Do I agree with that? No, you should be able to be communicative up front. And if it's not something mm-hmm. that you want to pursue, or because once a person starts showing you interest back, and then you decide mm-hmm. you want to send love songs. Listen. Don't be sending me no songs if I've expressed interest and then you decide that you want to ghost me. Don't do that, because you'll come back later and be like, dang. Hey, good morning, handsome. Hi, beautiful. Where was all this energy when I was actually interested?
Exactly.
But now your lack of energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it don't do it for me. I mean, you need to show the same energy as when we started versus
exactly.
when you actually made me disinterested, you know? So,
absolutely.
Because what that does is that sets up a pattern for what your quote-unquote relationship would look like. Oh, you going to bait me in? And then you don't want to deal with me? Now you got me? Oh, no, boo.
Right.
No, this ain't how this works.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, because now I don't trust your ass.
Right.
And
exactly.
You're going to trust faster. Seriously,
mm-hmm.
man. And then you ghost me, yeah, or bench me. That is the other part of it. That's why this is the reason why they bench you. And like I said, I'm open to hearing an explanation. Because I feel like I'm owed that, especially when you sent out the bait.
Sometimes you have to be reminded that sometimes God makes a way of escape from something that you shouldn't be into.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll take that one.
Come on now.
You
know,
come back to me with
explanation.
I'm far too evolved. I'm far too advanced to accept some pity little explanation that now that you've gone off to your other person and that other person wasn't what you wanted, now you want to try and come back over here because
exactly.
now you realize that I'm what you want. No. I don't need your explanation. I done been around
mm-hmm.
a block of feet. I don't need the explanation.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. You know what? Now, when you put it like that, yeah. Okay. I'm still open. I'm just
now,
I
want to
know. The other part was why bench you? But you pretty much answered that question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you answered
great.
From the first part.
Great.
You know,
great.
So
okay.
yeah, I can dig that. I can dig that. You know,
I want to
add something to it. Do you block this person from kind of trying to contact you ever again?
No.
Or do you leave them open to just conversation?
No. Let me tell y'all something. I purposely don't block people because I want them to see what they messed up on.
I hear that.
Well,
what
nothing,
I tell you? What did
nothing,
I tell you?
Nothing hurts more than seeing
mm-hmm.
happiness in someone that you personally could have been happy with. Oh,
mm-hmm.
no.
Yes, he did it. He hit the nail on the head, Diva.
So you go and you keep watching. What's the commercial? You keep hoping and wishing. Yeah, you keep doing that. You keep doing that. All right?
Yep.
Keep doing that.
That's right. Exactly. Right. I understand. Trust me. Mayor Diva was talking about that. I said, I ain't blocking nothing. I want you to see me glow. I'm going to shine right in your face. Yep. Keep lurking and watching.
Because what happens is here's what happens. You don't need to unblock them. You can unfriend them. Because what they're going to do is go on and little search, type in your name, see what comes up, see how happy you are, and then be like, dang, that could have been me.
Yep. Oh, my God. Yes. And what I said, don't block them. Unless you're being a nuisance and saying something really irritating and disrespectful.
I'll be honest. You only get blocked from me is if you've been disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You disrespect me. I don't need you in my circle. I don't need you in my space. I don't need your negative energy when you're disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. But if you
want to check on me a couple weeks, couple months later to see how I'm doing, like Boys the Ministry, doing just fine. Getting
absolutely
mind.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. All right, okay. Very, very nice. Thank you for that.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure.
Let's hear that piece.
It's so refreshing to have you on the good, subtle side tonight.
Listen. You know, I can talk about anything. You know, a well-rounded man should be able to have a conversation about things. Fellas, get your game up. If you cannot, do your homework, do your research. Women like men who are in the game, and vice versa. Yeah. Women, get up. Because men like women who are also engaging. Otherwise, if you're not engaging, you get ghosted.
Right. That is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Great
topic tonight.
That's my divas. I got to give all the credit to her.
Love it.
That's what's up.
All right.
Yes. Back to you, Diva.
All right. Well, Poetic, I'm ready to hear the piece. That's what I'm ready.
Okay. All right. The title of the piece is called The Song Started It.
Monkey's roar.
As soon as I show interest, like a watch board on Pinterest, you disappear like a thief in the night, nowhere in sight. Let's be clear. You sent me the I'll make love to you video right here, stating you will cater to your man. I'm confused because I was so anxious to be a part of the plan. Then you musically said whenever, wherever, whatever. Well, my name isn't Maxwell, but I'll take forever. I mean, you got my attention with giving him something he can feel, sending me pictures like you're in Vogue magazine to seal the deal. Then when I up and say, you ready to live this champagne life? You get cold feet like I'm trying to make you my wife, but not in this lifetime. My text messages to be left on read all the time. Now you can't even communicate anytime, any place. Well, forgive me for thinking you wanted to be in my space. Social media distancing is what you calling it. But you ain't send me to the block party so I can sit on the beach or on the bench hoping I'd beat it like a smooth criminal. Well, here I am dusting off the dirt in general. Because you activated me from the physically unable to perform list. Now I'm trying to see if you want to talk dirty and it's a risk. But I gladly take it because I still want you to see my wild side. As you listen to my song while you ride, but first, you got to cool it now. Red dress and my, wow. That's that piece.
Damn.
Wait a minute.
Now, see, I loved it. And then the music references start. I'm like, whoa.
That's what I'm talking about. You just flip all the songs up in here. That was pretty decent. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you. I mean, you know, because y'all's topic, originally when I read it, it was like, you know, I saw the whole sending me YouTube videos. I was like, ooh, okay, I can work with that.
I like that piece. Okay, all right, definitely. Is either we going to have him do the rundown for the week now or later?
How about, I guess we can do that later on. How about 10 o'clock? Is that good for you, Poeta?
Sounds good.
No?
All right. Thank you. All right. All right.
One love,
I'm going to put
night.
You in the lounge, all right?
All right. Sounds
good.
It.
All right. One love, one night.
Love, one mic.
Oh, wow. That was pretty decent. I like that piece.
All right. It comes one of my favorites, okay? Go to Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe. How are you? Eva, can you get him in?
Hold on. Let me go on my tablet. Give me a second. Let's see if it'll open
come
up. Hey, child, you know, this is electronics and all this stuff. Hey, Joe, how you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Good evening, Pearl Negra. Good evening, the VIP.
Hi,
how you
Joe.
Doing?
Good evening.
How are you? How
are
you?
We are good.
Good, good. Good day.
Well, Diva, it is your turn to ask the question of the evening.
All right. Well, Joe, in a potential relationship, why is that interest expressed and then someone keeps texting you or sending you links of love songs from YouTube and thinking that's okay? And then you express the slightest iota of interest, then they bench you and they pull away. What's up with that?
You know, that's definitely an individual situation. You know, I've had some, you know, folks get, sometimes, you know, we as poets, certain poets, you know, we write certain things and some people take it to heart. And then, you know, sometimes there is interest, but sometimes the interest gets carried to a level where, you know, it was never communicated.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people get ghosted for that reason, and all of a sudden, you know, you thinking it's this type of friendship, relationship, whatever you have, and they're thinking, you know, some way down the line that's, you know, not even happened yet. So, I mean, it happens, but, you know. You got to take it on an individual basis and how, you know, how you feel about the situation. I mean, you know, I'm kind of, I got to agree with Van on that. I mean, you know, hey, you know, once you're gone, you're gone. I mean, if you come back, you know, we don't, but, you know, it's not going to be like it was before.
Okay.
I'm going to feed you the same energy that you feed me. You know, you want to slink away, then I'm gone too, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
I
understand.
I'm going to ask you another question. Why
sure.
take off and ghost instead of talking to the person and letting them know, I'm just not interested. I thought I was. Something like that. Instead of just ghosting. What is so hard for people nowadays to talk to one another?
Good question, David.
Well, that is a good question. I mean, sometimes, you know, some folks just don't want to deal with no drama, period. So they just say, you know, the hell with it. I'm not going to deal with that, you know. Call it cowardice. Call it whatever you want to. But some people just
right.
not going to deal with that, you know. A lot of times, you know, discussing like that sometimes get heated and taken to a level that they shouldn't even go in. But that happens, too. So it's kind of hard for some people. Because some people, like, blow out the handle, even with the simplest
mm-hmm.
thing. And you know, some folks, you know, might realize about themselves whether they do or not. I don't know, but some people
mm-hmm.
know that and say, "You know, hell, they're going to point me, you know, get my temperature up because I know how I'm going to act." So you just kind of like, you know, you try, let it ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
fair. I ask that question in particular because I'm a great conversationalist. I'm not going to say I can talk about anything because I don't know everything, but I pretty much can hold my own in a conversation. Mm-hmm. And it just baffles me with people when they don't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Because anyone that knows me and has had a chance to have a conversation with me knows that I can come back at you. I can talk, you know. And I just, I don't understand it. I mean, I'm not some witless airhead. You know what I mean? I consider myself to be fairly intelligent. You know?
But then again, it sounds like the person doing that is clueless airhead as well.
Yeah. But thank you for your input and your take on why things like that happen. Appreciate that. This is awesome. You get some pretty good input here, Diva. And Joe, the verbal mind dancer. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
I don't know if it's delicious, but I definitely brought something.
Why do y'all do that to me? You know that's what I say on the love zone. Okay, you know delicious is what I say on the love zone. So I tell you what, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, here we go. She walks in poetry. I am a poet. I am the ink, and you, my dear, are the poetry. What that means is what I know it is. I write from life and the clothing you fit. Your smile creates a mile of limericks, vignettes of imagined quests, but what I like best is to read your eyes and write your story. The only embellishment is what my mind shows me. It could be an 8x10 glossy more often than a philosophy. It's close up, and pardon me, I just had a flashback. She gave me my cash back. I write her tale. I write a story. She doesn't know me, but I was compelled to ask. Allow me to be your looking glass. Unlike an artist that paints a nude, what I view is never naked. When you write what you see, she'll ask you, how in the world you make this? Have you ever asked anyone, are they okay? You can tell if they've been crying. When I ask the queen to pose for prose, I write the YN. Never vying, never trying. I just want your inner self to chime in. I'm the words to what you can't express. From a makeup blush being a safety net. I write the reason you get your ire up. Loving and not breathing, let my words keep your desire up. I don't always get it right, but when I write, just left of that cleft, and you ball your fist after reading it, I shout out to your inspiration. I have a collection of photographs from the past, read with me in syncopation. I read how long love can last, all giving permission to my poetic intuition about the female condition. I have but one provision. Every face is a muse, but I don't muse over pure beauty. It's the beautiful ones I avoid, and their truths be too much pain just because they are. Beautiful equals someone's crying now. Stepped over, patronized, utilized, abused, and why? I am a poet. I am the pen. And you, my dear, are in my frame of mind. I'd love to write to your image and read you one last time. Articulated attrition. My piece. Thank you.
You know what, Diva? Every time I hear that piece, I love it. I love it.
I just feel like, you know what it is? I feel like every time I hear that, it's like, and then I'm like, and then all of a sudden, Donnie, I swear to goodness, I'm swooning. It's swoon-worthy, okay? It really is.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, that's all I can say is wow, because I love it. It's so nice.
Thank you, Ms. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Napoleon Maker. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling in. As usual.
Our pleasure.
You know it's always an open mic here for you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to put you in the Love Lounge, too. You got whatever you're drinking, right. Whatever. And I got that good cushy chair for you.
You want some sauce? Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Do you want me to identification break? Real quick. We're coming up on the 10 o'clock hour.
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
All right, I got you.
All right. Diva.
Yes.
Next on the mic is our one and only wordsmith, C Double 34 Music. Hello, C Double. How are you tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
I'm doing well. Had to get rid of Sandy Squirrel for a minute because she tried to come down here. Every 30 minutes, I'm like, no. We got to figure it out. It's an hour. Not no 30 minutes. I am getting up there in age. It's going to be fine. Hi. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Oh, awesome, awesome. Great to hear you. Great to hear you. I love your anecdotes.
Yes.
I really, really do. They are funny as hell. Because you got a name for everybody there.
Yeah, I do.
Lord,
I'm observant.
Clampett.
Yep, I'm observant. Lona from Good Times.
Yes.
Shirley from What's Happening. Yeah, I mean, I already saw Felicia. Felicia from Friday, she left, so we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now, I'm just James Evans right now. That's what I am.
I get it.
Well, Diva, it is up to you. You got it. Your turn.
All right. Okay. And like I said before, I'm going to try to do this the best I can. The question is, when someone shows interest in you, okay, and they try to get your attention, and they finally get it, and you show interest in them, I mean a genuine interest, why is it that they turn around and ghost you and then start sending short little texts or love songs or videos from YouTube instead of talking to you and pretty much ghost you or bench you? What is that about? Why do those people do that?
I think it's a narcissistic, low self-esteem issue. Basically, it's like saying straight up, I still got it after all this time. I still got it.
Oh.
And, yeah, that's basically what it is. Now, you're going to get a story time with C Double 34 Music. And it's about me in this church. I broke up with this female who looked like Lisa Lisa. I think you remember that. And there was this other female there. She looked like Dawn from In Vogue mixed with Nia Long from Love Jones. She was banging. Yeah, and she was trying, was showing me attention. See, here's the thing. She was showing me attention. She sent me her phone number. So I wait a few days and I call her up. She starts acting busy. And then I call her again. Starts acting busy. So you know what? I'm catching the vibe here. She just wanted to see if she could get me, thinking I was still with Lisa Lisa. And we broke up. So she was just playing them games and stuff like that. But I like what Poetic said. Don't block those ones that were your exes and stuff like that, so they can see what they pissed out on. So the song that I'm thinking of, because he had a song that he thought of, the song I'm thinking of was Janet Jackson's Miss You Much.
You can't miss what you never had, though.
That's right.
I hear that.
Exactly.
Okay. Sorry so on that part. I know I'm the prize. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. So, I know you brought something to listen for us to listen to. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, your topic had me think of something that's not loving. It's more venomous. And this piece is called Practice. So I see you sipping on iced tea, wearing cross colors like you're back in the 90s. You sent a picture and I thought you was a dying piece. You caught my interest only to find out you was an icebox. My heart got ran over by the return of your Mack truck. You lied to me. But you still sipping on Long Island iced tea. Why you lying? Why you so trifling? You built up a body count like Steve Harvey's daughter, thinking like a man but trying to cut my balls off. You sent me mint conditions video saying I send you swinging. But what kind of man would I be putting your head in your guillotine? I almost became head sprung by your forked tongue because you were so fine. But every rose has its thorn, and I drank that poison because I didn't avoid that big butt and a smile. In the midst of time under the mistletoe, I missed the cues of you messing with my flow. How could Halle Berry morph into Kermit the Frog? And how many licks does it take to taste your centerpiece? The world will never know. You tried to tame this hunter, and I've been catfished now. Like I was Notre Dame linebacker from Hawaii, Monty Te'ao. All because of your chunky A, you made me say, ow. You told me to grab two bandages while you play with your pussy on the couch. You called it Fred, and it works for you being drier. With that camel toe serenaded by Ricky Smiley, McDonald's side, upside down. So you be Donna Ross, and I'll drink my Coke 45 because it works every time. Or pour out a St. Ides 40 for your homie at the corner store in memory of you trying to be my whore. You want to come over and ride the rocket? I'm going to cut this conversation with you off like Lorena Bobbitt and toss it, and that will solve it. Because either you don't know, don't show, what we have is a problem. Realizing you had the option to drop it like it's hot here until you fell in love unconscious. So sorry. I thought you knew I had more roots than Tizzy. I'm going to hang up on you like Emily watching the NBA Finals on YouTube. I'm busy. By the way, we sitting here. I'm a franchise player, and we ain't talking about practice. I be the truth, and I'm hung low. Who you with? I'm packing, and that's that piece.
Wow. I was back here, I was back here laughing at certain parts of it, especially when you mentioned the football player. Wow. That was pretty deep. Oh, man. I like that piece, though.
Yeah,
see what y'all started?
Yes.
You see what you started? I just wrote this an hour ago. You see what you started?
Wait. This, I cannot take credit for this. This is all my diva idea tonight. And I'm loving the input. I'm loving the information, the different points of view. And the commentary on that. So I really am. And the poetry is slamming, as always. As always. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's time to go into the Love Lounge with the other poets and chill out. Got your favorite libation in the cushion chair and the candles. So, one love, one maxi double.
One love, one
love, one
love.
All right, man. Woo! That was so dope.
Yes, it
was.
I guess
you know
it's
what?
Time for the rundown.
Yeah, it is. Let me bring back Poetic. Hey, Poetic.
Hey.
We are ready for the rundown.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real, the Poet, Douglas La Pearl, La Negra, Essentially Chinese, running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all, will be War Council with your host, Mojave. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another edition of The Love Zone with the sexy divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's move on. All right. Diva, I'm going to, before I bring the last cards, I'm going to hit one more station break. Is that cool?
That's fine. You want me to do it? Or you got it.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, dang. I just realized that was the wrong one. But anyway, it was for Epiphany. I'm sorry.
But Diva, yes.
Yeah.
We got our other sexy Diva of Epiphany. Let's talk with Rain. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, beautiful Diva. Good evening.
You are.
Oh, Rain.
Uh-oh.
How
are
you
doing?
I feel like it's been forever.
Yeah. Oh, what's that love?
You're here now.
Yes. You're going to be all right. Whatever it is, it's going to be all right.
It's all right. I'm just catching my breath back home now, so I'm good. How are you, baby?
I'm doing.
Exactly.
Well,
Diva, I know you can answer this one. Okay. All right. Somebody's interested in you, right? But he wants to keep in touch by texting, sending links of love songs from YouTube and gifts, and thinking that's okay. And then when you, you know, grab the bait, he benches you. So what do you think about that, Diva?
So I've never had that specific thing happen to me. But I would say of the I missed Joe's answer because I had to go into the store, so I didn't hear Joe's answer. But I did hear Poetics, and I did hear C-Dubs, and I would definitely agree. I would definitely say it could be a narcissistic thing. Like, for me, technically right now I'm chatting with someone, but they're actually doing that while we're chatting. So I get the conversation and the songs and, like, all of it. So, but I've never had anyone, like, disconnect or ghost me and then try to keep. Because I tend to cut people off. So, what I've done, there's no real, unless there's a reason for us to stay connected, I'm outside of a relationship or interest or whatever, I'm probably going to be done. So you're probably not even going to feel comfortable texting me anything. So, I'm kind of intuitive. So if when you're feeling someone's energy and it's off, I tend to pull away myself. So if, in fact, that was probably may have been a thing, it might have ended up being a mutual thing. Because
okay,
I feel
great.
That in it. So thank you for that. You know me, I never answered the question.
That's what's up. That's quite all right. Okay. I mean, you know, I like your insight. So Diva, you have a piece for us tonight.
No, there's no right or wrong. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Diva.
I was saying there's no right or wrong replies to this question. It's just different insight, different opinions. And that's pretty much it. That's why we ask the question. Because I want to know, because for personal reasons, why it has happened to me. I think I'm a great person. Not everybody won't like
I
me.
I think you are, too.
If you initiated the contact, there was something about me that you found attractive, something. Mm-hmm. And it could be like Joe said, it could be, who said the ego? Was it Joe or C-Double? I can't remember.
I think it was C-Double.
Okay, I apologize, gentlemen, for whichever one you said. It could be an ego thing, a narcissistic thing, because we do live in a...
I didn't hear Joe, but yeah, that was C-Dub that said that about the narcissist.
Okay. It could be just that, but don't be using me as your little plaything. Don't try me and test
you know
me
what?
Like I'm a free sample.
it's a coward move. It really is a coward move. It's a coward move because...
And that kind of goes back to something that Dan said.
Oh, he did. Okay. I'm sorry. I hate that I missed his commentary. I do know that Poetic talked about, you know, basically why people just can't say what it is, just say, listen, I'm not interested. Hey, we're too old for games at this,
you ain't
this
lying.
Stage of the
oh
game.
My God.
Like, we're too old to be wasted time. Mm-hmm. Like, who got time to call that? Just say you're not interested, period.
Right.
And it's,
yeah,
to me,
okay
it's just
it.
That simple. So it's unfortunate that these,
yeah.
It's a coward move.
There was, It is, and that was my question. What is it about people not being able to say exactly what it is? If you have lost interest for whatever reason, say so. Okay.
It's your prerogative, right? Us, we are
exactly. I think most of us got our big boy draws on, a big girl draws on. We can handle it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because we weren't the ones you didn't get our attention like that. We caught your eye first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So just say what it is. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. Damn it.
Ladies, am I
echoing
game
on your end?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I was just asking if I was echoing on your end or if it's just me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no echoing.
Okay, I hear myself echoing, but I wasn't sure if it's my headset or if it was on your end. So I just want to make sure it's not on your end. My apologies. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know what?
Well,
the bottom line.
Stay a buster.
Yeah.
Stay a buster.
Exactly. But I'm going to tell you, the bottom line is just that I'm just too old for this crap. I want to say, the other word, but,
shit.
I think it was you or someone else, and you put up a sign that said, listen, if you want to be with me, then be with me. If you want to just, have sex, then say so. If you want to, do this, then say so. I'm like, wow. And I like that one because it's just my sentiments exactly. You want to get to know me? Get to know me. Talk to me. You don't want to get to talk to me? Because, and then also, too, like you said, Van's right. And ain't no use in blocking because evidently God got someone better. And then once they declare their love for you and then they shout it on the rooftop and he sees you with them, he's going to regret every moment of it. And that's what's going to be on
that's
him.
What I said. That's exactly what I said.
It's interesting because I was actually thinking about that earlier. Men in this chase, these bamas that grown still trying to chase women. Like
wait.
I get it.
Did you say bama? I ain't heard that word in years. Oh my god.
You know, that's a DMV thing. Yeah.
I know what it is. I know exactly where they came from.
Listen, I could be like these famas or these Johns out here.
Okay, John is a Philly word. Okay.
I lived it all of the above, so I'm universal. I can use it all. So, but in DMV, Bama is not necessarily a good term. So the Bamas are out here, so this is more appropriate. They're just out here, and it's all about the chase. But I get it. Men are hunters or whatever, but come on now. At some point, this actually might be another answer to the question, because once you show interest, then he stops doing these. So some men need the constant chase, and as soon as he gets the interest from you, then he's kind of like, he loses interest because he doesn't have to chase you anymore. So it's perhaps that's a reason. Perhaps I just answered the question.
Okay. All right.
Which at some point the chase has got to get old. At some point the chase has got to get. You're done chasing and like, okay, now we can, pursue this, but,
I hear you.
Okay.
I digress.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So you ready for your piece, baby?
Yes. I found the only one that has some heartbreak in it, so.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Right. When the night falls and the world stands still, I find myself sitting silent in the pause. the quiet space where the truth resides, simply allowing myself to feel my fucking feelings. I had convinced myself that it wasn't a necessity, that pretending that nothing happened, that my skin is tough and refusing to move, be moved by this was suffice. That if I ignore it long enough, it would prevent the pain from surfacing, demanding to be felt, insisting that I give it all of my attention, begging to let tears be the way out of this. But would that even be enough? Because quite honestly, I don't know how, I don't know where to begin now. I always have the answer, but in this, I'm lost. Lost on how to look you in the face and smile, continue on business as usual, knowing how you violated everything, and I mean everything that I gave you. Maybe it's a little late, but I'm going to say it anyway. Do you know how much that shit fucking hurt? When I said audacity is my love language, that is not what the fuck I was alluding to. I don't want to feel these fucking feelings, but I'm going to anyway. Despite the fact that your actions haven't changed, you continue to measure the length of this wave, saying one thing while continuing to explore and plant seeds wherever you find dry ground, broken with cracks, needing to be tilled and watered so you can bring it back to life and plant your seeds. I guess my garden was too beautiful, too full, too manicured, flourishing without you, so you thought I had no use for you. Too bad that you only find yourself worthy of loving broken. While I have a few weeds that need to be tended to, I am capable of handling them myself. All I ever ask is that you learn the different types of flowers that grew here. Take the time to explore the vibrant hues of my blooms, but I realize now, no matter how much I wanted you to, you just don't have the ability to. Unfortunately, that doesn't make it hurt any less. That's right.
Damn.
All right now.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yep.
Heartbreak. Keep come up in here like that. Y'all ain't going to make me cry. I ain't going in. I love that piece, though. And your voice just made it even more so, just pulling your heart. Straight. Girl.
Yeah. Very expressive.
Hey.
You ain't missing any words now, did you, Diva?
You said what?
You didn't miss any words, did you? That means you were raw, straight up, you know.
Yeah,
like I'm going to tell you just like it,
it
is. Like it is. All right, baby.
You know, I don't write pieces
so
like
much.
That often. You're welcome.
Oh, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are usually a little different, but hey. Get the topic call for it. It was on time, trust me.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Thank you, ladies, for the space. Always appreciate you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to send you off to the Love Lounge with the cushy chair and your favorite libation or food. Hey, I got you. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Diva, on the mic.
Nice.
You know, we're going to go to the middle states. All right, let's go to the middle states.
Okay.
And he's still going to be our friend in spite of the fact he's, you know, he's the other side fan. Anyway.
I didn't say it.
I'm messing around. Hey, Kendrick. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Welcome, Kendrick. How
y'all
you doing, stranger?
That's all I got to say.
I knew he was going to say that.
Jesus.
How you doing?
How y'all ladies doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good now. Now that I decided to chime in on that, because the topic y'all picked was very interesting. I was just like, I got to hear what everybody had to say on this one. And everybody gave some great answers. But I knew from my brother, my poetic brother, they gave some not only answers, but they gave some key pointers as well.
Absolutely.
So they did.
Yes, they did. Most definitely.
good to hear from you, though. Goodness, how have you been?
Oh, doing pretty good. You know, this weather here in Texas, you know, when it starts getting cold, much as I like it, but fall and I don't get problems. As
no,
you can tell, my sex has been messing with me most of the time. And, uh-huh. you know, the state fair is going down here in Dallas, and, you know, getting ready for that next week. But this weather is just not being friendly to me as of late. So I'm just, you know, trying to not get too sick and none of that stuff. So other than that, I'm pretty good.
Try selling
all right.
it at all. We get all the weather.
I know, right? Sure none. Sure none.
Right.
Diva,
well,
it's
baby. Good to hear from you. All right, Kendrick. I'm sure you heard the topic, but I have to ask the question anyway. What is it about a person, they initiate the pursuit? And then when they get your attention and you show genuine interest, after a while, they pull back. They don't talk anymore. Or if they do talk, it's a little short text message. Or it's a love song from a video channel or a video love song. What is that about? Why do they do that? And then they wind up ghosting you altogether.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. This is all too real for me, man. This is all too real. Now, the whole YouTube thing, that never happened. I've never had that happen. I've had females, and this was before I got married and before, during, and after my marriage. I've had some that'll call, and they'll play a nice love song in the background. And, you know, I'm thinking at that moment, I'm sitting that vibe. Because this is what I've noticed. Usually it's us guys that's doing the pursuit, but it's been your women as of late, and y'all coming on strong. But then when you get to a point where you start building that vibe from them, and you really have that interest, you're thinking, okay, she could be the one. And you start to open up. The moment you start to open up, that's when they want to bail out. Because whatever their intent was at that time, they didn't expect you to go further than that. As soon as you get to a point where you start to open up to them, you show who you really are, how you flow, and the whole nine yards, oh, they want to bail out. Because sometimes, and I could be wrong on this, someone can have someone else on the side, and you just that backup guy. So they want to have their cake and eat it too. And I'm like, whoa, didn't see that coming. But then Ben says something that, you know, they'll go ghost on you. And he's not that type of person that blocks people. And I agree with him on that. But I've always had female block me. That's strange to me. And I'm like, why would you block me? Especially when you did the pursuing towards me and showing all this interest towards me, and I start to show it back, not even to a point where we can even be friends in the end. Because she's worried about, she's having strong feelings for you, and I'm talking about really strong feelings. And, you know, she knows you're on social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. She'll block you on everything because she don't want that other man to know that she still has feelings for you. So she'll go on this blocking spree. And it's not, and trust me, this happened more than once with me in my lifetime, and I still find that strange, but it's funny at the same time because I always feel like God always has something better in mind, but he has to get us ready first. He get us ready first before the next person comes in. And when that next person comes in, you have a greater appreciation, not only for yourself, but for the person that God blesses you with, so you don't make that mistake of being led on by that person, especially if they're not interested.
There you go. I like it.
Make a phone. Awesome. Right, okay. Let me add this. Y'all two divas, when I heard y'all spit y'all pieces, oh, my goodness. y'all need to have a talk show, a live talk show one day. I'm just putting that out in the atmosphere because y'all always deliver. Y'all deliver some hot ass pieces. I'm telling you, and I don't know if the CEO is listening to this. I'm just putting it out in the atmosphere that he need to come up with a concept where one day, one show of anybody's picking that you can put live and flow with that. I'm just putting it out there for the guys, so it's up to him to make it happen. If it happens, great. If not, hey, you still got this. So I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Well, thank you. We can talk later about that, Eva.
All right, Kendrick, are you ready for your piece?
Yes, I have a piece ready, and I just finished it a few minutes ago. I haven't put no title into it. I'm just going to go right into it.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
All right. When we used to vibe together, we always played our favorite love song. But the question was I really made to love you, or am I just another man that's in the way? When we used to vibe together, we talk about just about anything, especially when it comes to sex. Oh, I love making you wet, but keep in mind, I want to make you mine. But when it's time for us to go to the next level, you bailed out on me, like someone else was next to you telling me to back off. Truth be told, you ain't about that life. You don't crave for love like I do. Was this just a show, just to make me believe that you want me? But to be honest, I don't think you're ready for me, because you're still connected to the man from your past, and we can't have a future together by holding on to the dude that broke your heart. You can't have your cake and eat it too, because I don't like to share. If I was made to love you, then my love is for you, but you're not ready for me. So I'm going to move on, because my love isn't made to be put on layaway, and that's that piece.
That's right. Your love ain't made to put on layaway. I heard that. Diva,
I was
trying
to unmute myself. I'm sorry. My phone didn't light up for me. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm
pretty sure you heard it.
I loved it.
I
heard the whole piece. It's just that my phone, I have a screen where you either push the power button on the side real quick or you tap the screen so it'll come up. And it wouldn't light up for me, so I couldn't unmute myself. I was like, oh, come on. But I love that piece. You said your love is not to be put on layaway. I love that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right. If there's a saying, I think I just posted it. Don't save me for later because I won't be here. Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Either choose me or you I was going to say something else, but I ain't going to get mad. But I love that.
But you know what? It's true, though. We're not going to be someone's option. We're going to be someone's choice. And that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, then you can't go to me. So anyway, Kendrick, thank you so much for stopping by. And it's time to lead you to the love land. It's your favorite libation and sister cake.
One love, one fight. Wow, Diva.
Hey, look.
Awesome.
Yeah, his love ain't on layaway. All right now.
That's right. Put my love on no layaway. Just think this is.
Right.
No free samples going around here. Don't sample me and then go on to the next one. Okay? When you step to me, come correct.
It's true. All right, let's move on. Next on the mic is area code 518. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, whip, is that me?
Yes,
it is you.
Hello. I know who this is.
Peace and love, sisters. How you doing?
Oh, love and light. How are you, Zavu?
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm fantastic. I'm chomping at the bit here in all these responses, and I've come to be the opposer and give the opposite view.
Okay.
And I even got a piece to read.
Okay, well, before you do that, you seem to have an echo. Are you on, like, a speaker or something?
Oh, that must be my headphones. Hold on a second.
Okay, thanks.
That's better, right?
A little better.
Hello?
That's better. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, the piece I'm going to read is not no poem. It's actually from a book because, you know, Danielle knows that I do domestic violence classes and I also do lives on what's known as conflict and relationships. But being a person that just got out of a long-term relationship, went through the healing process, and is dating now, I can give truthful answers from the other side. So my thing is this. I don't think that ghosting is proper in most situations. I don't think that leading somebody on and then dropping them is proper in most situations. However, here's what I'm going to say. The two situations in which it's justified. Situation number one is when you know that that person that you're dealing with, you found out late that they're crazy and that they would use social media, your friends, and everybody else to try to terrorize you when you tell them what you've been telling them all this time with your words and your actions, which is, this shit ain't going to work out. You know full well that they're going to use Adolf Hitler's blitzkrieg of memes on Facebook and everything else to try to make you feel bad because you made the right decision for yourself and really for them too. And you know that. So when you have to give them that final answer, oh, why doesn't he just give me the truth? Because you're going to go crazy. And we know you're going to go crazy. So we would just rather be quiet and let you get the point. Because if you're not adult enough to handle the truth, what is a man supposed to do? And so everybody can come on here and agree that it's not the right thing to do. And that sounds cute. But when there's some crazy people out there that you know is going to retaliate, the best thing you can do is be silent. Now, I'm not saying that either one of y'all is like that, because I know that you're a mature woman. But there's a lot of immature women and men out there, and when you tell them no, no doesn't mean no. No means I'm going to attack you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm going to go to your friends and discuss my personal business with you, with them. Mm. I'm going to do all sorts of stuff in order to make you feel the way that I want you to feel, even though you was honest with me. And so when we talk about this, you speak from a mature woman's perspective, but let's not get it twisted. Everybody that agrees with this is not a mature person. And when you as a man or a woman are just getting out there and you're trying to date, and because let's just be very honest, a lot of people are very skilled in hiding their crazy. And you may not know that that person is crazy until you start digging under the surface and bam, all of a sudden the crazy comes out. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when you find out they're crazy? You're supposed to be straight up with them and then say, I'll accept my punishment? Nah, you got to just be quiet. And so to me, it makes sense to tell somebody that, you know what I'm saying, I'm not interested in you, this is not going to work, yada, 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 if they're mature. But if they're immature, you absolutely have to ghost them. And I'm going to make that decision 1,000% of the time. Because there's nothing you can do when you find out somebody is crazy. That's number one. Number two, chaos. A lot of people are dating when they should not be dating, and they got chaos. Rapper Lost Professor said years ago, main source forever. Crew's got to get more clever. However, just have your shit together. A lot of people don't have their shit together. And you're dating, and you ain't got your shit together. And so I see you, either through social media, the poetry, peeing or whatever, you look like you got your shit together. And then when we start talking and we start peeling the onions back, and then maybe we may hit the sack maybe two or three times. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that. And I forgot to tell you that. And after the third, I forgot to tell you. You see all this chaos and shit, and you've already been professing that you love this person more than you love anybody else because you didn't know about the chaos. So now you got to go back on those words and eat those words, because if you – see, when you're in your 30s or your 20s, you can ride through chaos like that shit is a roller coaster. You're like, oh, this is great. But once you get above 45, chaos looks very, very unappealing to you. And if you've been through some shit with somebody through some chaos, you're more likely than not are not willing to go through it again no time soon. But the thing is that people are very skilled in hiding their chaos. And you don't want to be no interrogator when you're first talking to somebody. Guess what? What's your credit score? How much do you pay on your car? You don't want to be doing that. Because if you do, it just comes off like you're trying to be, you know, it just comes off the wrong way. However, once you're in it and your feelings are in it and you've already told this person you love them and you got this kind of feeling for them, man, and then you find out they got chaos, what is you supposed to do? Hey, I don't want to be with you no more.
But we understand. We do understand, Darwin. Oh, my. All right, Darwin.
You know what
well,
I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, is you going to come right out and say that? I don't think you should.
All right.
So
we agree. You know what? Great opinion. Great opinion. But we are ready for your piece, sir, or your whatever it is.
I got you. I got you. Okay. I just want to read this to you real quick. And I hope that I didn't come off as being aggressive, but I'm just giving you the honest,
No.
Other side.
No, we like
I love it.
Thing.
I love
so
it.
Check
Thank
this out.
You.
This comes from, what is the title of this book? The title of this book is Men Who Can't Love. You ready? It says, he indicates either with words or with deeds that he is looking for a meaningful monogamous relationship, not just superficial affair. Your typical response, you're happy to meet someone who seems to have such a solid value system. From everything he says, it seems fair to believe that that once he meets the right woman, he is prepared to make a serious commitment, and from the way he looks at you, it seems equally fair to assume that unless you do something wrong, you could be that woman. His agenda. He's not trying to trick you. He truly means what he's saying. If he is a commitment phobic, he has probably never had a good relationship, which is why he wants one so badly, but that doesn't mean that he is capable of developing such a relationship. Once again, he's expressing a fantasy need. When he talks about wanting a solid relationship, he is speaking in the general, not the specific. When he talks like this, he's not making promises. It doesn't occur to him that anyone might expect him to begin acting on his words immediately. He may be thinking about having this relationship the following year or just some future. However, even though he doesn't want all the obligations that come with the commitment, he wishes that he could have all the positive things that togetherness brings, but the least of which is the sense that the woman is there if he needs to be there wherever he feels like it. So I guess what I'm saying to you by reading that piece there is this, is that in a lot of situations you come into contact, and this goes for men and women, with somebody that has all the good intentions, but either their life is in chaos or their mental is in chaos. And when you find that out, these people are punishers, and they will punish you for being honest with them and not wanting to subject themselves to some crazy. And that's the only reason why I think that anybody would be justified in just being quiet, because if you tell somebody the truth, they are committed to retaliating and making you pay for it. I love y'all. Thank you very much. Danielle, you always do.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. Thank you.
Wow.
Definitely. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And I agree. I do agree. He's right. People do hide their crazy. And you don't find it. I didn't find out my husband was sold off until after we got married. And we were
four years
into the relationship then. And by that point, I didn't look at it as trying to find a way out. I was trying to figure out, where is this coming from? So you never really truly know what's in the mind. I mean, who knows what a psychopath actually looks like? You know what I'm saying? And you don't know what's in the mind of a maniac.
Exactly.
Yeah, it it is what it is. But I like his input. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Diva, how about we go to area code 317?
Okay.
All right. Ooh. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Dave. Happy New Moon.
Hello.
New Moon. And Deeper is today.
You're going in and out. I can't hear what you're saying.
I'm a same thing. Happy New Moon.
Happy New Moon.
New Moon and
Libra. It is indeed. Is it full tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I've already said my prayers, done my rituals, done my meditation. Yes, ma'am, it's today.
All right. Well, what do you have on the mic?
I've already lit my candle and I'm burning my witch doctor incense. Yes, ma'am.
I hear that.
Yes. I had to switch through like 4 poems tonight based off of the material that the poets had brought to the stage to determine what I was going to do tonight. In regards to your question, I've healed from broken relationships. I've been in relationships and domestic violence, and I've healed from those. And one of the exercises tonight that I did with one of our high priestesses was to forgive them. I had already forgiven them, but I still had a little smudge left in me of resentment. And she was like, look at them, shine your light on them, whatever kind of light it is, white, blue, whatever kind of color light it is, forgive them so you can be a receptacle to get what you need to get from the universe. So that's what I did. I had some hated intentions a couple of days earlier, but after doing that exercise, I was like, okay, all right, God, I'm going to let it go because I want whatever it is you got. Period.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you got
okay.
a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. My name's Denelsia, Denelsia. And the poem
I'm trying to write it down. Could you spell that a little slower?
Yes, ma'am. Denelsia. Denelsia. E like David, E like Edward, N like Nancy, E like Edward, L like Larry, S like Samuel, I like India, and A like Apple.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Denelsia. Okay.
Y'all.
Beautiful name. Okay.
I'm going to do, I have a book out called Spring Rain, Love Redefined, Melvin Walker, and it's also on CD. I'm going to do that poem for you all.
All right.
I think it kind of bridges the gap in regards to relationship and women, because there was a lot of hurt on this episode.
Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready.
And the last gentleman talked about a woman not being ready, like financially or whatever else there is. A special man that is meant for you will bring you to the level that you are supposed to be at. That's what I will leave that at. Okay.
The mic is yours.
This one is, yes, ma'am. King status, magnum adoration. Your words are spoken with love and wisdom. They are music to my heart. The world can appear to be draped, and in it you give me new perspective. Today I dreamed, lit a jasmine candle, stack it next to the white rose, watch rosemary sage smoke drift in the air. I proceeded to run my bath before getting in the tub. I shut my eyes, laid back on my yoga mat, made an angel on the floor, and let my mind go. Letter to my future king. Your waters run wild. Your waters run. Whatever it is, satisfies and saves. Peace be here. Drama gone. Your water runs wild. Your water runs deep. God is my superior. that you are my supreme. Angel hiding place, my refuge and saving grace, you give me peace. From my words, from your words I draw strength, your light shines in me, and your love reigns omnipotent. You make me high, being my guide. You know when to walk by my side. When I fall, you pick me up and keep stride. My feet occasionally slide off the rhythm, go back on track, then I glide. You touch my heart, mind, and soul. I can't wait to hold you if that's not being before. Watch our love unfold, share your soul. We be bold, make stories of us in reality, now to be told. You relieve tension built up inside of me. You make it just a little easier to breathe and just. Thoughts of our encounters dazzle me. My supreme being, I can't sleep. I am counting the minutes until I see your hands and say, kiss you. Hands on the back of my neck rise from the tickling of your breath, and the vision is your warm embrace. The soft kiss from your lips, you know my heart aches and races. And start on new verses to sing, I know I've got the power to be free. Not remaining where I've been, your love causes me to shimmer within. Thoughts of you melt my iceberg heart. Your pure love draws us near, even when we are falling apart. You are my shining star, fingertips strummed up guitar humming in my soul. Earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis won't be able to keep us apart. My lifeboat, when I feel I'm sinking, my hymn. Eternally fixated by the vibe you release, my supreme being, my king. You are the love of my life. Can't get you out of my mind. Continual thoughts of you make me vain. Still waters run wild. Still waters run deep. Water that was here satisfies and fills me. Peace be here. Drama gone. Still waters run wild. Still waters run deep. See, we walk hand in hand in beautiful parts, holding each other close, naming our stars. My head on your chest, drawing strip that has so desperately been lit. We talk freely of whatever is on our minds. We start hot fires. We don't even bother to put them out. We redefine our worlds and act as though the entire world or universe is ours. New empires will arise and be formed from our minds. We create continents to reign all our own. We take our rightful place and let people dance to the thoughts we concoct. These are the rhythm of our life tune. You are my new melody to be. My mind is encompassed with future plans of you and me. You make me feel breezy. Yet the fact I feel is so surreal to me. I had asked not to be able to feel it all. However, that wasn't taken away. It was kept as part of the growing pain. We grow together from exhaustion of being tossed, unappreciated, and misused. My heart palpitates at the very thought of you. When I think of you, I think happy, peaceful, serene, and quiet places. I envision you. Still water runs wild. Still water runs deep. Water that goes here satisfies and fills me. Peace be here. Drama gone. Still water runs wild. Still water runs deep. See, our love does the will reign supreme in each other's beings. We are surrounded by lightning. Your arms are the rods that protect me. No other place would I dare be. You engulfing me, you and me, we grow our own gardens and we pick from our own trees. And if it's the Lord's will, we'll let him reign on us and we'll be whatever God wants us to be. We paint new pictures to hang on our walls that have only been captured by supernatural eyes. You are my natural high off life, not caffeine that makes me run around like a fiend wishing I was the bean as I take a big gulp. I now look up at you, my luminescent sky. Through our love, glory shines amazingly bright. Just imagining prayers we prayed and have fasted. Not just our lives, but our children. We are up at sunrise on our knees together before the day has barely started to begin, singing. Still water runs wild, still water runs, water that will be satisfied and soothe me. Peace be here, still water runs wild, still water runs deep. I kiss you with wet face, not from my tears, I would wet face with tears every time you take a trip. I would have missed you, and you haven't left to go anywhere yet. You are part of me as I am you. I cook you your favorite meals, and then I feed them to you by candlelight, fireplaces, picnics, and boat, something of the latter. I don't even like boats, but I will do it for you. I want to make sure to feed your appetite. Keep you on full, your belly is satisfied. My belly will rise from my bed, what I will say. It helps to add to your life a new gift from this family. The heavens above to send you are the smile on my face right now. You make me grin ear to ear. We laugh because some of the thoughts we think are silly wishes. That is just that, wishes whispered in the air. We fight battles that are obstacles before us, but win. That which tries to destroy us catches our wrath. We occasionally get a little upset at each other, for each other won't let that last. We are the inevitable. We are setting up the dynamics of what true love in this world of chaos can look like. We set a blazing trail for others who have second guessed and gave up a fight along the way. Singing, still water runs, still water runs, what a feeling, that is why we sing, keep me here, drum and go, still water runs, still water runs, and that's that piece.
Wow. First of all, let me say something. I'm going to call you Songbird because I love your voice. And the piece, it makes a very profound statement. I love everything you said in that piece. It was awesome. I also have a message for you. Gwen C said hello. And I want to thank you for calling in. Again, I am a fan of yours. I've heard you before, and I really appreciate that piece and your insight on the question. Diva?
Yeah. Yes. You know what? There's nothing else to say because I echo your sentiment. I like your singing, and you know, you were a little muffled, but what I got, I truly liked. So I thank you for coming on, and wow. And the mic is always open for you. So come back again when you get a chance. One love, one mic.
Yes, ma'am. One love, one mic. I thank you, loves. I appreciate you. I hope you have an awesome rest of your night, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You too. One love, one mic.
Awesome.
Wow, Diva. That was deep.
Diva.
You want to do one more station identification break?
Absolutely. Let's see. Diva, come on.
I know, these electronics tonight are just showing out, ain't they?
I'm telling you, because I pressed the button to do it, and it's not doing it, so...
I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh, Lord. Yeah, they would work at the same time, right?
Exactly. Yeah, run that one, Diva. No, no.
Try it again. Oh, no. Hold on. There we go.
This is Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. All right, Diva. You know what? Let's go to your area. All right. On the mic, what we affectionately call Radio Raheem. Let's go to Philly. Kane Spade, how are you? Welcome to the Love Zone. Are you here?
Hello, hello, hello. Hey. Can y'all hear me?
Hey.
Hi. Yes, we're here. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, good to hear y'all. Glad I caught this show here. Appreciate y'all bringing me in.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, definitely enjoy what I heard.
Awesome. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good, though. Well, welcome to the Love Zone anyway. I guess it's my turn to ask a question, Diva.
It is, Diva.
All right. King Spade, I want to know, if a person's trying to get your interest and they finally do, but then they turn around and they pull back and start sending you maybe a little teeny text here and there or love songs via video in your inbox, but they're not talking to you anymore, kind of ghosting you or benching you. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I'm no expert, but while you were talking, I was thinking maybe this person was being cautious. You know, they felt like maybe they didn't want to move too fast.
Mm.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I mean, that's thought.
Okay, so why no conversation at all? Why not talk at all?
All right, now on that part, I mean, because at first it sounded like they tried to start something with you.
Right.
You know, you stopping the conversation. Like I said, they might have slowed down. And then on the other hand, they just could be a bastard that's trying to cheat.
Okay, right.
You know, that's what they could be doing, their girlfriend or their dude. Peep their phone or something.
Mhm. Yeah, I thought of that as well. I definitely thought of that as well. For whatever reason, they can't seem to fit this other person in their world. So, thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Mhm. Yeah. Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Yeah, I might have put this piece out here before. Name of this piece is called She Inhaled Me. When she inhales me, she absorbs all my being. She absorbs and sucks the frustration right out of me. All doubts and lows, not to mention low blows, all fade. Fear becomes anticipation, mind locked, concentration, confidence rises with every breath she takes. She gasps, then asks, are you enjoying yourself? I respond every damn moment. She takes a deep breath. It made noises like she was satisfied with a meal that could never be fully devoured. Every moment she breathes, she says, to me. Her eyes glisten like moonlight. I got lost in her eyes like I would never forgive myself if she was out of my sight. She had me thinking this is the best night, as her breathing fluctuation seems to never end. She takes a deep breath to begin again. She can't take her eyes off me, enjoying the responses that she had caused me. as she has me lost in her eyes on this forever night, anticipating the next time she needs to breathe just for me. And that's always from DSR all damn day.
I like that. Could you give me the title of that again?
Yeah.
She what? She inhales me? Is that what you
said?
Yes. Yes, that's the title.
And she looks at me.
Wow.
Yeah, she looks at me and she inhales me. Oh, come on, man. That was dope.
Wow. That was. Mm-hmm. That title within itself is just so much can come from that.
Yes,
words.
That part. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Wow. Kane, can I get your permission to put that particular line in one of my pieces?
Oh, go ahead.
That's awesome. Thank you. Because that right there has got my full attention. She inhales me. Cool. Okay. That was awesome.
Okay. Lord.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I've always been.
Hey, thanks for that. Real quick, I just wanted to say, if anybody wanted to check that piece out, you know, it's a different thing when people read it. So y'all can check it out on Facebook under my name, Kane, the poet / lyricist, I think. It's on Facebook, all my pieces. Y'all can just check that out on there.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Y'all coming in and showing out tonight.
Okay.
So we're going to put you into the love lounge with the cushy chair and and the candles and your favorite libation. So one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Eva, oh my God.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's keep it going. Area code 832. You are in the love zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, family. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey,
Aziz, how are you? Is this Mr. Naughty? You sure is. What's up, Aziz? Welcome
Yo,
to the
what's
love
up,
zone.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Dope show. This is a great topic. This is a great, great topic. I like it.
Thank you.
Thank my diva for that. This is her baby.
Yeah, no, I'm
what do you think about it? I mean, if you weren't married, you know, and some girl texting you and sending you links of love songs from YouTube and always wanting to text all the time and then once in a blue say, hey, and then when you show interest and she benches you, then what? What the heck is that all about?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. I'm a little bit of a cynic, right? So I'm thinking like a lot of times people could be, just kind of expand on what Kane Spade was saying. He was, I'm going to expand on that a little bit. People be in these long-term relationships, go through whatever with their significant other. And, you know, they get mad at each other. They might be mad for a while. And they go out and they actually tell themselves in their mind, yo, I'm finna do this. I'm tired of this shit or whatever. Woo, whatever the case may be. And then the makeup happens in between the time they may have met you and, you know, the time you come back around to responding to them. You know, so they might really mean it at the time, even though it's like a type of temporary insanity type thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of shit gets started that way as well.
So you think they have another? There's somebody else. That's what you mean.
Yeah, I think that's a good possibility. You know what I'm saying? They got somebody else, right? And you know, they may have like straight up honest intentions on following through at the time that it's initiated, right? But something happens and them and they boo make up. And I mean that's an old story that happens all too often. It's been happening for years, many a years. But I think that's a good indication of especially if like you know, you don't have a way of getting in touch with them through social media. You're not friends with them on any type of social media. You know, I mean, your social media nowadays is basically your life resume, you know. And so it's something that, you know, and like if you're proud of it, if you, like, okay, this is what I did, you know, this is what's going on in my life at this time, this is what went on in the past or whatever the case may be. You know, that's where you, you know, try to put your good stuff at. So normally by giving somebody your social media that you're opening up a different element of yourself to them than back in the day when it was just a phone number exchange. So there's something in that mm-hmm. element that they don't want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You're right. Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. I agree. I just don't understand I heard what you said. I still don't understand people going outside of their relationship and in the pursuit of someone else because things went awry in their relationship. But thank you for that.
I get that too.
Yeah.
I get that too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned that just people, some people, it's like a false medicine to them as well. You know what I'm saying? It's like how does one song go? Get over her by getting under me or something like that. You know, and some people really live by that type of statement. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
they do. They do. They definitely do. They say the best way to get over somebody is to get under a new body. It's
right,
that
right,
right there. Don't work for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
Well, I mean,
but a lot of people do that.
Yeah, a lot of people do think that way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ooh. All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know this ain't drifting mic and everything, but I know you want to talk delicious for us to listen to.
It kind of goes with what we're discussing here. So this is I wrote this piece in the voice in somebody in another's voice, not my voice. But this piece is called "I'm Him."
The mic is yours.
I'm him. Oh, we've been a movement for a long time. And depending on the times, we went by different names. With different eras, the names would change, but not the premise. The premise of unblemished enrichments of gratuitous inches given from me to your missus, that premise stays the same. See, my man, from to you from me, our feminine counterparts plays their game at a heat level of about 500 degrees. But see, when we cheat, our game level floats somewhere around 3. With women, it ain't about digging all the dirt they see. Nah, it's about that 1G, that him, that one single selection. Because she wants to get all in with the nastiest, ain't getting that home from your affection. Come on now, you know the names, homie. The names, you faithfuls, you hubbies, you Mr. I want to make her so happy, Mr. I think I'm going to stop off and get her a dozen long stem just because I'm a good husband. The names you like to give us, you know, pretty nigga, slick, sport coat, sad niggas, and squares just says homewrecker. But whatever name gives you the cowardly interest in her mind because you're a little bit inclined to check her more snippets, slick. That's the one, slick. My favorite is being called slick. Oh, I used to have a sickness for that shit. Being called slick? See, this sickness equips me with the level of acceptance needed to receive your sarcasm. So when calling me slick, it doesn't expose that flinch you're looking for. That flinch that will bolster what is so far just a slight hint in the back of your mind. That antenna that we men have in our brain telling us that something might not be right. It might be a chance that I'm digging trenches assisted with earthquake aftershocks in your bitch. Richter scale breaking seismic county line shifting inches on a regular schedule are being given to your bitch. I know, player. We as men like to say to ourselves, oh, I'm just probably tripping so that we don't be tripping. Now, it takes more than a feeling to give you reason to accuse me, but a mental snapshot of me. So if we meet again somewhere, you won't confuse me. To yourself, you think, mine's as Gucci, all as well, what me and mine's dwell. But that is the arrogance in your misjudgment that fuels me. So I handle you loosely, not overly friendly, just cordially in passing. No slip of the tongue, no fun if what I do adversely affects you. Nah, I ain't going to put her in any position where she will have to disrespect you. I came her up so she knows just what to say to your ego when the home is stressed. I learned of the victim before I was me. No checkers in this. Houses, kids, cars, bank accounts. This shit is chess. I have to counter what I guess is your next to the next to the next move. Besides, I wouldn't be in her life if you wasn't you. See, y'all had beef when I met her, so I had a small window to operate. She needed me to just listen, ask her how she's feeling today, show genuine interest with no mention of what we can copulate. Innocent conversations. How many points did Junior score today? Oh, for real? Oh, that's great. So did Little Miss like the dress I helped you pick for the ballet? After we drove all around the city, I bet just like her mom, she looked pretty. Told you she liked the yellow one, and I hope she had fun. Now, remember, my window of time, oh, shit, hold on, the call is coming through. Sorry about that, y'all. Now, remember, my window of time is short. The quickest way to my goal is to roll the ball to her court. So here game comes. Oh, all of us slicks have them. Our hunt cannot afford a single flaw. I needed her to need more of me today. So I use this technique that the sales executives often refer to as the fear of loss. This is when you present a sales prospect with the item already knowing it's going to be purchased, but still you gently take it away and go back to the sales spiel like there isn't a deal, but nothing else they care to hear. They just want to pay you for the merchandise and get the fuck out of there. The whole objective is to add more value to the product while simultaneously by taking it away without words, sending thoughts that they won't be able to buy this after today. So as you see, I started the combo, just adding a smile, asked about the kids, checking on her day. Then here comes the takeaway. She wants to talk for a while. She wants to conversate. But I tell her I need to start dinner before it gets too late. She asked me, what am I cooking? In my mind, I'm calling check. I said, this is chess. Got you in check, queen off the board and out the way. Now I'm moving in for checkmate. She asked, what did I cook today? And I replied, wait, have you ate? I can make extra for you and the kids. Oh, well, the kids are straight, plus he'll be home, usually about 8. But you can set one extra plate once he's home, and I could be on my way. Now we got a date. I'm him. Before I was me, I practiced showing her I don't appreciate. I opened the door for him to ingratiate. His bar was low, so all he needed to infiltrate was to show in spurts at a time what was my lifelong obligation. So that him was able to manipulate. And now that I am him, I know just how to show her I appreciate. So I use it to silently add more weight on your shoulder daily to demonstrate what I only have to fake in spurts once you home around 8 at my place. You see, I just need her at my place where we can talk, laugh. But on the real, with you at home, she has no time to wait. Late night rendezvous is not her environment, and romantic gestures and mood measures are not a requirement. I am now the recipient of all the pleasure and revenge that stems from your trifling shit. She is giving in, like if this gets back to you, that your chest will open and your heart will bust. So she sucks with over-exaggeration in her lust and begs me to battle realm style, thrust my dick deep inside of her, providing her with thoughtful moments that later she will use as ammunition against you. She sees a future with us, which is a casualty with us Helms when we have to break the news. But you suffer, because when I dump her, oh, she was just more so using you. And that's that drip.
Lord.
That was deep. Wow. Man.
You dropped a lot of gems in that piece, Aziz.
That made me think of that cut, Everything I'm Missing Home.
Oh,
remember that
man.
Song?
Yeah. That was
good. That was dope. And I love the switch. I love that. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I
was amazed about it. Think about it.
Like,
nice.
Okay.
You
say you was addicted to that? You were addicted to the word slick? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, you used to love that.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm digging that. All right, that's what's up.
Just want to just do the game for the fellas.
Okay.
All right.
That's what's up.
Lord,
wow.
Thank you so much for coming.
We'll go out and find that him.
Okay.
<All right. laughs>
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Diva.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
The next caller is the most sexiest person in New York City. Right? In the state of New York. Let's do that. All right now. Did I get it right, J-Rob?
I've got no idea. I mean, if I could be selfish for a hot second, you goddamn right you got it right. But
that's all right.
In all reality, I'm just a small fish in a big pond. Because there's definitely some brothers in my city that stop traffic. I'm just a cat that's trying to get in between the cracks of a car so I don't get hit.
No. That's okay.
But thank you. But thank you.
So we're going to, can we, from now on, can we address you as that? The sexy, what you say, Diva? Yeah, write these words down, girl.
The sexiest poet in New York City.
I'm gonna need y'all to come visit so that y'all can see that is not true. That I'm just one amongst many, and I'm blessed that occasionally somebody enjoys whatever poetry I write. But thank y'all.
We thank you.
Diva, it's you.
It's my turn to ask the question.
Yes, it is.
J-Rob,
why is it
that when someone pursues you and they finally get your attention and you show genuine interest in this person, they then pull back and contact you maybe with a little text here or a love song via video, breadcrumb you, so to speak, and then they just ghost you, bench you? Why is that?
I don't know. I know whenever I've done and practiced that behavior, it's because I was bored. Or the woman that I showed some attraction to didn't keep my attention for any length of time, and I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. And I get it. The internet's not a good source romantically, because you're busy where you are, I'm busy where I am. In certain cases, people could say, I don't know what he's doing while he's in New York, and I could say, I don't know what she's doing while she's in Philly, and you're trying to capture someone's attention. In the meanwhile, there's other people jockeying for a position to capture someone's attention, and that's on both sides of the spectrum. And in the event that does happen, and someone shows the level of interest that you showed somebody else, and it's like, you know what? I'm a rock with this for a hot second. So the other person who may have had some interest feels like they've been ghosted, or been ghosted, if that's a word. And, and a lot of it is because the level of communication subsided, the level of interest didn't get an opportunity to peak, and people were fickle. And because we're fickle, sometimes it's sexy, and other times it's I'm bored.
Okay.
Speaking for myself, the moment I get bored, I'm out.
Do you even say anything before you jet, or you just go?
Why am I telling someone I'm bored? I honestly don't know you. Started right. trying to holler at you, and we established a rapport over the course of 2 or 3 weeks. That's not a relationship. That's just two people texting one another. And if I don't have a means of communication with you outside of Facebook, outside of Gmail, outside of Instagram or whatever mm-hmm. type of social media outlet there is, you know, Black Twitter or whatever it may be, I don't have no attachment to you, and you don't have one of me. So if I decide to slide somewhere else and you were like, oh, damn, I genuinely had an interest in him, well, okay. And if I got that bored, I'm not thinking about it. And it's happened to me where sisters didn't want to talk to me anymore for whatever reason, because I've grown to understand that there's always going to be a dude that's better looking. There's always going to be a cat with a better car, a better apartment, make more money, have more access to stuff that I don't have access to. And women can be just as fickle as men materialistically, because women want to be pursued. And I can have mm-hmm. all of my heart into really trying to get at her, but a Richie pulls up in a Mercedes 560 and I'm pulling up on my scooter. She's like, you're cute, but I'm going here.
Okay.
That's just the reality of the situation. You know, mm-hmm. and my intentions could be, well, I got a car. She's like, yeah, but you pull up in a scooter. And not to say that that happens in its entirety. It's just the fact that this is what it is. And you don't have no obligations to me, and I don't have no obligations to you. So if you decide that you don't want to speak to me no more, I'll eat that, and I'll keep it pushing. And in the same token, mm-hmm. somebody will do the same thing to me. I don't have no emotional attachment to you, so why cry over spilt milk?
Okay. All right.
It only changes when we get to meet each other. It only changes when a relationship tends to blossom and things take place, like flesh meets flesh. And then you get ghosted, because now you're like, hold up, you just hollered at me strictly for that? Or you start to develop a relationship and it doesn't happen and you get ghosted and they're like, well, check it out. I was really trying to get here with you, but yeah, you just was taking too long and she want to rock right now. I'm out. Or a woman could say the same thing for a guy. I'm really hot for you, but you know, you on this, I'm trying to be celibate until I'm married thing. And she's like, yeah, you let me know how that works for you. I'm going over here. And that happens.
Okay. It does. It mm-hmm. does. Yes, it does.
No, so okay. people just got to be mature, put their big pants, big boy and big girl pants on, and be like, you know what? It is what it is. And every one of us knows what it is. It's just a fantasy of what people put in their own heads when they're off the telephone or when they're off the internet, that they build stuff up to be what it probably wasn't from the rip, unless they mm-hmm. honestly take a look at what this is. And communication says a whole lot. Because if I start Absolutely. Hollering at you every day, and I go from every day to 3 times a week, to twice a week, to once a week, to text messages, you know I'm ghost.
Absolutely.
You stop holding my interest, and the moment you stop holding my interest, I'm gone. The same rules apply. If I stop holding her interest, she's out too. And then I hear from her on her birthday, or she hits me up on my birthday. I'm like, wow, it's good to hear from you. She's like, yeah, me and my man are doing fantastic. Could have been you, but you blew it, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit happens.
Okay. That's clear. Okay.
But I know you'll want to get to the poetry, because there's a bunch of other people behind me, and I'm so sorry for speaking for so long. Please forgive me.
Oh,
and
I'll
forgive
stop
me the
that.
Fact.
It is fine. Will you please stop that? Oh my God.
I was not raised by wolves. I tend to be a little bit more polite than extra. So y'all are important to me, and I don't want to take up too much time.
Oh, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're not taking up too much time.
Unfortunately, my piece is not. I thank you both. Unfortunately for me, my piece doesn't correlate with the topic at hand, and I apologize for that.
All right. Okay.
It's okay.
You're coming back, man. It is all right.
Yeah, and it's the first time I got a chance to get on your show in 2 months because I was sick in August.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Why are you apologizing for anything just to have you here and to hear your voice? I don't care if you were going to do the cow got purple polka dots and it jumped over the Big Dipper. It's just
bad.
It's all right. Okay. It's okay.
Appreciate you.
So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. The cow had purple polka dots and jumped over the moon.
I can't.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You
don't I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It was too easy. I was going to finish that too, but I'm sorry. This piece is entitled, Would You Please Be My Poetry? I look at you and I need something from you, but I just can't seem to find the words to fit this particular notion or my emotions. You see, you never knew that I've admired you, and I see you from far away, places with poetic binoculars that are forming words in cloud formations that my vocals could never share. How dare I? How dare I view such beauty in its humble submission, unassuming it being my visual dream come true, but I do. I do see you as something beyond reach, beyond touch, beyond reproach, past anything that I've ever witnessed, hence why I'm scared to make eye contact. And as a matter of fact, when I do view you, even my goosebumps spill out, oh my God, across my arm in braille and whisper to me how magnificent you are to thine own eyes. I just wish I could tell Shakespeare and Langston Hughes about you, just so that they can sit me down and help me scribe and properly dissect the proper visceral verbals of complimentary beauticious views that encompass the aurora that ever I see around you while murmuring more balladry to you that you may never hear. As every word is etched in your essence like long-lost spirits that haunt homes of long-lost loves, and yet I fear that you may never hear anything that I may write because it is this that has me trapped in this emotional web. But even so, I still gaze upon you in person, in pictures, and other means of viewership, and I wish that there was some sort of magic potion that I could conjure up just to consume, just to make sure that my dreams of you are never-ending, beautiful sights of forever that would even make tomorrow jealous. Because it couldn't explain in any language what I've known all this time whenever you happen to be the subject. Because in the end, it's not that I ever want to be someplace that I can ask you for a dance or ask you for a date. I just want to hold your hands, look you in your eyes, kiss you on your cheek, maybe your lips, look you again and say, would you please be my poetry? Poem.
Beautiful.
Damn.
Beautiful.
That was
beautiful.
God.
Oh, my God.
Talk about
swoon
worthy.
Talk about
swoon. That was beautiful.
I loved it.
Brave. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was so
ladies,
great.
Thank you so
mm-hmm.
very much.
Thank
you. You're
yeah.
welcome.
Oh, God. Coming here mm-hmm. and do the thing to us every time.
Hey, I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to catch up with my cousin. I need some music behind some of this stuff. That dude
yes.
takes sexy to a different
okay.
level.
Oh my.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
however, I will ask if y'all would do me the honor of taking a look at the newest piece that I did right on Facebook called Escape Plans.
Oh yes, definitely.
Right.
But
when the opportunity
you go,
presents itself. Yes, ma'am.
You definitely. Well, look at it. Before you go, you got to tell us what you got going on in the universe.
Woo! Check this out, y'all. Everyone that's listening. If you are a spoken word poet, you have heard of The Last Poets. The last poets are a group of brothers that are still performing. They started out in the 1950s and the 1960s during the Civil Rights Movement, Amiri Baraka, and cats like that. Felipe Luciano, when he did poems like Ivalo. When you listen to Sonia Sanchez, when you listen to Nikki Giovanni, these were all the poets whose shoulders we stand upon. And tomorrow night on the Get Down, featuring Van Meadows, my big brother, and yours truly, J. Rob, the wise son. Tomorrow night, we're asking people to audition as if they were going to be the next group of people to form the Last Poets. And I'm curious as to what your poetry would sound like if you wanted to interview for the Last Poets. If they were looking for poets, what would your poetry sound like? Because if you notice, they don't do romanticism. They do a lot of consciousness, and they talk about the condition of what it is to be a particular complexion in this country when things don't seem to always go your way, when we get in our own way and other people are in our way. Something to talk about. So, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, adults, teenagers, adolescents, and babies, please come through to the Get Down tomorrow night, Thursday, October 7th. It's Libra season.